Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And I want to take this time, Tillman Fertitta, Raphael Stone, and listen, OL, I didn't trust you for a long time. Raphael Stone, Ime Udoka, for taking the power and the weight that you had and start swinging that weight around and said, damn it, I need KD. There have been reports saying that he is the one who wanted Kevin Durant here, and he had the power, and he did it, and you all did it. Congratulations. Great job, and you didn't give up nothing.
You did it.
Nothing for real. Congratulations. In my opinion, Clint, you have now the Houston Rockets, I believe, is Houston's best chance to win a championship of all of the sports teams, including the Dash, including the Dynamo, including the Sabercats, including the Astros, the Texans, all of them. I think they give the best chance. Now, the Astros and the Texans also have a chance. But I think right now, how you all doing? Kevin Durant got traded. You happy? There you go. I think they give them the best chance, Clint. And I love what they did. And they found a way to do it without having to give up Smith, without having to give up Torrey Eason, who is a natural replacement right there. Either one of them. For Dylan Brooks, who you gave up. And they kept, the Suns don't want Jalen Green. Raphael Stone said, yeah, you do. Your ass is going to take them. And you gave up 5 second-round picks. Great. You know what else you still got? You still got 6 first-round picks up until 2029. 6 of them still from here to 2029.
Let's go, Rocket.
Hey, fantastic job. Fantastic.
Yeah, no, I thought it was a great, just something like, I love Durant. Obviously, get caught up on Durant, the Durant part of this thing, but the way in which kind of how it played out through the media, which is what we hear, kind of the way it all went out was, hey, man, the package ain't sweet enough yet. And the Rockets just consistently, obviously, added, just whether it was picks or it was Jalen or it was Dylan or whoever, however they pieced it together, I thought they did an unbelievable job. At the end of the day, keeping Jabari Smith for me was the hope, right? The other guy, like you're sitting here going, man, I really like Jabari Smith. I hope they can find a way to keep him, but I'm not going to be disappointed if they don't. But damn it, I hope they do.
It wouldn't have stopped me. It wouldn't have stopped me. Right. I know how you feel about Reed Shepard, but I would do the same thing with Reed. It wouldn't have stopped me.
Yeah.
But they kept them all.
I mean, you end up, when you look at kind of how you piece this thing together around Kevin Durant.
How did they even get Cam Whitmore?
Jalen Green was never going to work with Kevin Durant. And one could argue after the postseason that Jalen Green just had, it was going to be like your more ball dominant guys. He was going to be your third guy to get the ball moving forward.
Real quick on that, Clint. Are you also to a point now that we hear they were trying to force that in?
Yeah.
Are you to a point that maybe Ime Udoka maybe lost some real belief and trust in him? I felt like it in Jalen Green. I felt like it was leaking anyway. But we saw him bench him in second halves both years. I wonder going into it if Udoka had started to lose more trust.
I think Ime Udoka. I don't think he ever trusted or believed in him. I think he believed. I think he
ever.
Well, I think when you come in and you got young guys like that, I don't know that you really come in with just this huge amount of trust. Like you gotta see how they respond to adversity. You gotta see how they work. You gotta see about the chemistry. You gotta see how it all goes. And I think the Rockets did right by Jalen Green by giving him another year, by giving him more time, by giving him the benefit of the doubt the whole time. And I think when it's all said and done, Ime Udoka looked at it and he said, "Look, this is just no offense." But he is just not cut from the cloth of guys that I need on his team. Might he go somewhere else and be a mid-20 scorer and shoot the ball better and kind of come into his own and develop? Sure, maybe. But right now, I think Ime Udoka spent plenty of time and gave the benefit of the doubt to Jalen Green long enough to where I think he figured out, like, all right, now – this isn't my way forward with the Houston Rockets is with Jalen Green, so we got to move on from him, and he's going to be the centerpiece of the package. That's what I think they did. I think they tried. They gave more time than I think a lot of people, hell, a lot of fans were willing to give, and when it was all said and done, I just don't think Jalen Green was the dog, had the mentality that Ime Udoka wanted. Yeah. And so they were willing to move on from him. And in the process, again, back to the way that Rafael Stone and Ime Udoka and the organization worked this deal, just tipped a cap to him, man. I mean, the fact that you kept – if you look at Jalen Green, we just talked about Jalen Green. Jalen Green's gone, right? Like, Jalen Green wasn't going to work in Houston moving forward. And you bring in KD, and you literally kept the top five pieces – that we're going to work with KD. Because I'm not saying Jalen Green wasn't a top five young player on the team. Obviously not saying that. I'm saying that of the players, the pieces that you would like to surround KD with,
yep,
right? You kept your top five in the house, right? Shingun, Amen Thompson,
ooh,
Smith, Eason, and you mentioned Shepherd. Now, if Shepherd can shoot, if the shooting aspect of Shepherd can show up at the NBA level, then to me, those are the top five pieces to put around a Kevin Durant. Now, you mentioned some other guys that the Rockets were able to keep as well. That's fine, but
the guys you wanted that could fit.
The pieces that would complement a superstar player, play off ball, right? Not in no way, shape, or form is Kevin Durant's presence going to, I think, rattle them and you know, create any kind of issue with the standard, the foundation, the culture that's already built. I think it all played out in a beautiful way, man.
Again, listen, I said, coming up next segment, I'll do it right now, Tyler. We're gonna open up the phone lines because this is to me a franchise changing move at this moment right now in time, potentially a championship. Your championship contenders, right? This is bigger than when Diggs came. And I know when Diggs came, I said, the Texans are championship contenders. You are championship contenders. Only the Oklahoma City Thunder in Vegas right now have better odds to win the West. You're there. This move has put you in that place. I would put all of Tyler's paycheck on if Kevin Durant were on this team last year, they'd have beat the Golden State Warriors. I would put, now Tyler's more of a bet man than I am, so that's why I'm going in that direction. I would have put all of Tyler's paycheck on the fact if Kevin Durant was on this team, they'd have gave it to them boys in six, maybe five. All right. But however you feel, if you feel different, however you feel, this is the day we need to hear from you. And as I said to you today, I'm not kidding around. I am choosing violence for those of you who are against this trade. Like this person who texted in and said, "Ron, you like sellouts. What are you? Do you want to win a championship? What the hell are you talking about? Do you want to win a championship?" Like for me as a fan, if you're a fan of a team or whatever, the number one thing you want, Clint, is I know for you, you come hell or high water, however Sam does it, you want Arkansas to win a national championship.
Absolutely.
You want to win an SEC championship. You want to win an SEC championship. Tyler, I know you. You're not thinking about, oh, man, what is this going to do for the second apron for the Rockets? Or no, you want to win a championship. Hell, Tyler, the Rockets got a chance to eat their cake and have whatever, however that saying goes.
Have their cake and eat it too.
There it is.
Down by the beach if they won. Yeah.
They did. They got to keep all of the players. Come on, man. You're not sitting there. Like, if you're sitting there thinking, man, I'm watching SGA and that's what Jalen Green's going to turn into, maybe. But come on, man. You got a chance to win, right? You're a fan.
I was good with it as long as we kept Şengün and amen.
And that's the part, though, too, Tyler, is now, hell, you didn't just keep them. You kept everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's beautiful.
I mean, if some people are, I mean, if the Dylan Brooks thing is tripping you up, okay. I mean, I guess Tari Eason looks like he is ready to slide right into being that a-hole. Hell, he's throwing towels at that lacrosse player's face in scrums.
The further, again, kind of like I always talk about D'Amico and with what Jimmy, what's the safety's name, Jimmy, that came in with D'Amico?
Oh, Jimmy Ward.
Jimmy Ward. It's a similar fashion there. Like, once the further removed we get from Ime Udoka's first year here with these youngsters, I think the less important a guy like Dylan Brooks is in that culture setting, tone setting manner. Not that I'm not saying it's you know, priceless. I get it, but I'm with you. I think this clears the way for Eason and Jabari Smith to come into their own.
Absolutely. And they're going to, like, one of them are going to start. I mean, and God, I mean, the length that this team brings, good God almighty. And again, I know people don't, like, some people act like, you know, the Texans are, or the this is the Texans bringing in Aaron Rodgers. This is not what this is, right? This is a dude that has not averaged below 25 points a game since his rookie year. This is a guy, the only player in the league history to have three straight years of shooting 50% from the field and shooting 40% plus from three while averaging over 25 points a game. This is not that this has just been done in his career. He's currently on that streak. It's happened the last 3 years. Played 60-plus games and would have played more if Phoenix wasn't just out of it. There made no reason after he sprained his ankle to come back.
Yeah.
He played 70-plus the year before. I just, like, for me, if you are a fan, there's just, not, like, there is nothing here. Yeah. Could he get hurt? Yeah. Hell, we just watched Tyrese Halliburton, who's 25, roll up a, like, it can happen to anybody. It can happen. Yes, there is a risk to injury. It can happen. But this has to be a risk that you're happy to take. Like, in the next 5 years, Clint, before yesterday, who were the players you thought for the Rockets? You said to yourself, these are two guys. These are the guys that I think could be potential players that are ones or twos to leading us in a title in the future. Before yesterday, who were those players?
One or two?
Yeah, one or twos.
Amen or Şengün.
And did you lose them?
No.
No, they're still here.
Yeah.
Look,
the fact that the Rockets got Kevin Durant and they did not lose Şengün, Amen Thompson, Reed Shepard, Jabari Smith, and Tari Eason. I don't give a damn what level Rocket fan you are. I don't know how you can't get excited about that.
Yes.
If you're just looking at the next season and that your lineup is going to be made up of those cats I just mentioned, and obviously Fred VanVleet and company, but there's some veterans you're going to throw in there. But gosh, dang, that moves the needle, man.
Yeah. Text line coming through. Great trade. We didn't have to give up Smith. It's awesome. While I like Brooks and what he brought to the team, we had an opportunity to get an elite scorer, which you desperately needed. And I don't care that he's about to be 37. He is elite and can score. Someone else texted in, Durant has never led a team to a title. You're high off your ass. I'm sorry. This guy was a first-team All-NBA player. They won back-to-back titles. He was the MVP in both of those seasons. When they won the NBA championship, he was the NBA MVP, Finals MVP both times. Him and Steph led that team. He had to sit around and deal with Draymond's crazy ass for 4 years. Like, that's my other thing is, oh man, we're losing Dylan Brooks. What brought to the team, the culture. What the fuck? What? You're bringing in a two-time champion.
Yeah.
And a deal with Draymond and that stuff. Come on, man. Like, this is, again, 713-572-4610. Clint, we will hear from the people. Tyler has opened up the phone lines. However you feel, 713-572-4610, we want to hear from the people. Want to hear from the people. We'll do that coming up next, right here live on The Drive.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
The Houston Rockets have become championship contenders overnight. Now, they have done some work to get to the point as they were the 2 seed last year. They have made a trade for Kevin Durant. And especially if you hear the reports of what they're thinking, they were able to do this deal without really giving up any of the assets on the floor that they wouldn't want to give up. Right, they give up Jalen Green, Dylan Brooks, the first round pick, number 10 pick overall in this draft coming up on Wednesday, and then they give up 5 second round picks as well to Phoenix. So that's what they gave up. As I said, we do want to hear from you. 713-572-4610. Tyler's got the phone lines open. Do want to hear from you, hearing from some on the text line. I'm sorry, Whoopi, a 37-year-old used-up ball player. Like I said, there is a sucker born every minute. I'm sorry, but you guys are idiots. Okay, good for you. And we still are able to keep Cam Whitmore. Hope he develops. Sure do. Yeah, you got Cam Whitmore. You, sir, are an idiot. Or not, or I don't know how you call yourself a fan of your team. I don't know what else you want them to do. If you are in the let's run it back camp, you're an idiot over this. If you're a run it, because essentially what you're doing is trading Kevin Durant for Jalen Green. As I said, I will choose violence too. You're an idiot too. All right, let's hear from the people. Our number one female listener, Melissa, is on the line. Melissa, what's your thoughts on the Kevin Durant trade?
What's up, guys? First of all, I want to say I miss all of you. And Clint, I'm not as mean as you think I am. So I'm going to put that out there. But I want to say I'm on board. Like you said, Ron, like I'm excited for this. I think that Jalen's going to be like another James Harden where he's going to put up great numbers all season long. And then the playoffs come and he just disappears. And sadly, I just think that's going to be his pattern. Unfortunately, he's got all the talent in the world. But I just don't think he has the heart to win. And we have a great front, you know, five starters with Kevin, Jabari, Albie, Van Vliet, and Amen Thompson, and then a backup of Steven Adams, Reed Shepard, Cam Whitmore. I mean, we're not losing the beat here, and so I'm so excited. And I think Jabari can learn a lot from Kevin Durant. I think he'd be a great player to mold him into what he's capable of being. He wasn't a number three pick for nothing, and neither was Reed Shepard. So I think we're in good hands, and I think I love what Ime's doing and the foundation he's brought to Houston. And I think we have a chance to win a championship now.
I appreciate the call, Melissa. She's right. Listen, I understand there is a concern, Clint Tyler, of Jalen Green becoming, now listen, if he wins a league MVP like James Harden did, I don't think he will do that. If he wins a league MVP like James Harden did, I understand. I also don't believe he's about to turn into what SGA was. And listen, and I don't hope, there are going to be some Rockets fans that hope for his demise. I do not. I hope he does play well, but to me, obviously there's a risk in things, and there is a risk that I would take that Jalen Green is going to find it to the tune of where you may regret it. And I think this risk is a big enough risk to make.
Well, look, that living life in the rearview mirror is silly as hell, no matter whether you're talking about real life or sports. And that right now, this is one of those where this trade makes a ton of sense.
Yep.
You got significantly better. Sure, there's some context there that Kevin Durant's an older player, and sure, there's some context there that Jalen Green may go on and do this. But the reality of it is your team, the Houston Rockets, just got significantly better, and their chances of being a real contender for an NBA championship improved drastically over the next 2 or 3 years. And I'll be honest with you, I, for one, I don't know what any kind of extension is going to look like with Kevin Durant. I like what Kevin Durant is kind of what he's saying. What we're hearing reported is that Kevin Durant will take less than, basically have a team-friendly deal to give Houston the best chance to win a title while he's here. These are the kind of things that you want. That caliber player, as you said, not just former champion, but former champion with MVP in the final type stuff.
And league MVP.
And willing to go, yeah, man, I'll take less to give the organization a chance to bring in more so that we can make a run. That's exactly what you want out of KD. You can't – the reality of it is, as a fan, is there's only so many options that you have when the stars align for you. We got lucky as hell to get Ime Udoka. We got lucky as hell that he was even available.
Yes.
And we got him, right? And then he comes in and does his thing, and the timing is now, and you can't dictate who is and who isn't available. The reality of it is you got a handful of guys that are available.
The Harden stuff all worked out where
That's
you
it.
Had all these pieces.
That's
and,
it.
And the young guys have gotten to a place good enough to get you to the
That's
two
it.
Seed, and now
That's
you
it.
Got a strike.
That's it. And KD is who's available and the option you have to strike. And I, for one, I greatly appreciate the age, to be honest with you.
You know, that doesn't scare you.
No. I mean, look, I just don't. I mean, I like the thought of you got a guy that makes you a true contender, and you don't have to commit 8 years and $5 billion to him in order to do it.
Yeah. K-Jack, get your thoughts on it. What's your thoughts on this trade? The Rockets just got Kevin Durant.
Okay, I'm going to need y'all to strap in, man, because I'm definitely not going to listen. Y'all might need to cut the AC up on this one. First and foremost, Sean, I'm going to need you to chill, bro.
I will not.
You can't tell us eight times. You can't. One time, and I know you're long-winded. I got a little bit of time. You got the whole show.
I will not chill out.
You just got off a red eye from Missouri a handful of years ago, so you can't tell fans how to fan. I've been down with the Rockets since Vernon Maxwell was running the stands slapping folks in Utah. So we are who we are down here. With that said, you casually mentioned a little while ago about KD playing a couple of years ago playing 75 games. It's easy to find something that can support your theory. But the fact of the matter is, since the 2019 season, because he actually missed that entire season, he's played 35, 55, 47, 39, 8, 7, 8 the year before that 75-year game, and 62. And he's older, so he's not getting any better, number one. Number two, you talked about him in Golden State. Yes, he did win a championship in Golden State. Yes, he did win MVP in Golden State. They also won championships with Andrew Wiggins and with Harrison Barnes playing the exact same position.
Stop it. Come on now. You're going to compare those two? You're going to compare KD to Andrew
him.
Damn Wiggins?
No, I'm not comparing them.
Well, don't
I'm
even bring
him.
It up. Come not on now, KJ. Come on now.
I'm not comparing them. What I'm doing is saying there was already a championship culture established. So they didn't need KD. Did they benefit from him? Yes, but he was not a necessity. And hence, they won after him. First, and my final point, and this is a point that I really want you to latch on to. There's something to be said about continuity in sports. And everybody wants to try to get the shiny new toy, the big new prize in the corner, and hope there's a quick fix. We have seen in recent years that quick fixes don't win championships. All the recent championships, with the exception of the bubble championship, their main players had been playing together for years in Denver and Milwaukee with Chris Middleton and Giannis. And we just recently saw it with Shai Gilgeous and Alexander and those guys. They played together at least a good 2 or 3 years when they started hitting their stride. They added pieces. Boston added Porzingis. Milwaukee added, Jrue Holiday. So they added pieces. But there is something to be said for continuity, and we've seen in recent years that a quick fix doesn't equate to a championship, and we need to get past this. Oh, he's here. We got this guy who has scored a bunch of empty points but did nothing in OKC, did nothing in Brooklyn, and did nothing in Phoenix. He elevated no team. He added
You're lying. You're wrong. You're wrong.
How am I lying? What am
You're
I
wrong.
Lying
he went to the finals with OKC. He went to the Western Conference Finals. He won an MVP
you
there.
You 1 year. He's been in League 17.
He's won two championships. What are you talking? You can't know. You can't sit here and say that Kevin Durant has never elevated other teams. You know what? Let's just go here, KJ. Hold on. What do you want them to do? What would you have rather them do? Let me hear it.
That's not the conversation.
No, it ain't the conversation. Don't come here and say you don't want KD. What would you rather them do?
Now you're running out of breath. Now let me speak.
I'm good.
Let me answer. Okay. This number one, I don't get paid to do that. I have an opinion about what they do.
Man,
I can answer your question. Your question is they needed to add pieces. You're stymieing the development of the guys you already got.
All those teams. Yeah, we're going to break. We got to get there. But all those teams you named had the piece. All right? There was no Shai. They had Shai Gilgeous, so they could add the other ones. They had Jason Tatum, so they could add Porzingis. You didn't have the piece. Your piece was not Jalen Green. You needed to add a piece. You needed to add the big piece.
OKC didn't go and try to get Kawhi Leonard. They didn't go and try to get LeBron.
No, because they have the league MVP. They have Shai. I appreciate the call, KJ. They have Shai. They have the dude.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
You don't have the dude. You don't have him yet. I don't get it. Don't come here and say KD didn't lead no team. He did nothing at OKC. What? What are you talking about? And then Golden State, they didn't need him. They just couldn't beat LeBron the year before. And then they went and called him.
From?
Oh, Brooklyn, you forgot that Brooklyn thing, huh? You forgot that old injuries, those couple of injuries that James took and maybe Kyrie took there, and he almost beat. Talking about old Milwaukee just added a piece. They had Giannis. They had the piece. Coming up. I love it, though, KJ. Call back again. This isn't done. I just love it. All right, coming up, there is some news about KD, just recent news. We'll push that towards you, and we'll look at what somehow became the second biggest story in the NBA yesterday, and that is the finals, all that.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up next.
The Drive is live.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Well, this is fun, baby. I told you I'm choosing violence. K-Jack chose violence as well. I appreciate you, K-Jack. Text in, tell your friends. I like that, man. Felt like I was down up at the shop there real quick, KJ. K-Jack, I appreciate that. See people here on the text line, YouTube and Twitch, jumping in as well. Hey, I guess we forgot to announce this because of the big... But we got a little weigh-in coming up at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, y'all do. Was this week four?
Not real excited about this one, boys.
Today was the first time I got to work out since Thursday. Was a little under the weather, a little sick, eating a little soup and bread. So we'll see here. I don't think I've gained.
I was about to say most of the time when you're sick.
I was trying to get to 5. Yeah, you're sick. I'm hoping I can
might work with you.
Might work with me, but the only thing I was eating was stuff that I don't need to eat. Text line coming through. You should probably start not screaming at your listeners, big dog. Lay the ground that the Rockets just effed up and put money in your mouths. Guys, I've said this multiple times. K-Jack, who I am certain can text in right now, 713-572-4610. Now, some of you, maybe you don't understand or you listen to things and think people are talking in a certain way. Man, that is just passion between two different people that have different thoughts.
Yeah, I highly doubt KJack has any problem with what just happened.
And I believe, because we're both laughing, right? I believe you have gotten a little passionate about things that you talk to your friends about. Like, come on, man. Like, this is, and I certainly haven't heard it before. All right, guys, we try to be authentic. All right, I know some of you, it may cause a struggle for you. Maybe you were shook up a little bit. Like, we're just going back and forth, having a good conversation. All right? Good Lord.
Yeah, K-Jack doesn't need you defending that whole situation, man. Right there, friend. I believe it was just fine.
You're probably one of those pearl clutchers for Caitlin.
Sensitive, as Major Payne would say.
I never think Caitlin Clark needs to be protected on the floor. No, man. K-Jack is good, and so are y'all. Good God, man. Calm down. Some news, though, Tyler, right? This just kind of coming through from Shams, who broke the news yesterday on ESPN, said Kevin Durant, Clint, appears open to taking less than a max on his upcoming extension with the Rockets. Durant wants to end his career in Houston with the championship, and he knows what the apron limitations bring on potential title contenders. So he wants to come in and take less than he has to. By the way, this ain't the first time he's done that. He took less to go to Golden State and win, Now, somehow you all are pissed. Some of you are pissed about that. But I think that is great news also to hear with the Rockets that he is coming in trying to help. This means a championship is extremely important to him, that he's going to take less money. Now, it is KD, and he is making money, but still going to take less money than he has to so they can be able to make other moves while he's here.
Exactly what you want to hear from the guy. I mean, you bring the guy in, and if it's all about the contract, being the highest paid this or that, or getting the most he possibly can, then he's not, to me at this point in his career, he's not serious about winning a title. But coming here, realizing it's a young team, realizing that they're going to need to make a couple of more moves, maybe retain a couple of guys over the next couple of years to give them a real chance to make that run. This is exactly what you want to hear from the superstar player you just acquired.
That's news there coming out as Kevin Durant. Clearly, this is a move to, hey man, this is the priority for me, is to win in a championship. All right, Clint, this just came out also. It is official, no surprise or shock, just kind of waiting for the announcement that Indiana Pacers guard Tyrese Haliburton has indeed torn his ACL tendon. We watched that last night, just a horrible scene, and you just felt bad about it. You knew, Clint, we talk about it. It is a thing. Now, anytime we hear the old calf strain joint, since, oddly enough, KD did it against the Raptors, in 19, you start to wonder. You wonder. We've seen it a couple of times in many sports, and it almost is starting to feel like the old UCL. At some moment when you hear like, oh, there's a maybe discomfort or something, the tear may be coming. And boy, he took that step, Clinton. He went down, and everybody knew it.
I wonder what they're telling these guys. I mean, it's 2025, man. What they're capable of seeing and knowing in the medical field. You can't tell me that was. It looked to me like that's one of those deals of Haliburton. Look, here's you got a slight tear in there. You got what at some point is going to be an Achilles tear. You've got 3 games left in the NBA Finals. You can push this thing, and when it pops, it pops. But you get, like, there's like, I find it hard to believe that they're sending these guys back out there going, oh, just got a little strain in the calf. Now you know what's coming. How deep in this game or in this playoff run you get?
This isn't one of those deals of you can't injure it worse.
Right.
Like we
got to go in and we got to fix this thing. Worse.
Yeah.
And it just looked like when he went down, he knew exactly what it was. And it was one of those, just not now, man. I thought you could hold up for another half of basketball. Not now.
Yeah. By the way, real quick, apparently I said ACL tendon, excuse me, Achilles tendon. I don't know where I came through with the ACL tendon. I'm seeing I meant Achilles tendon if I said that. He has torn his Achilles tendon, not ACL tendon. I don't think that's a tendon. It's a ligament.
Hated to see it happen, man. I mean, he's, again.
And he was going too, Clint. I mean, he came out 3 or 4. He was aggressive, which sometimes he's not.
Right.
Looked like he came out. I heard him in an interview after game 6 where he only had to play 24 minutes. And that helped what was going to happen. But he said, I cannot wait to game 7. And he came out and was aggressive. And I don't know. It does make you wonder if the outcome of the game is different. Sure. Because it took a while for OKC to kind of run away from them. It took that third quarter where they finally spread the lead out and their defense took over, and it kind of hurts when you don't have your biggest playmaker out there in Tyrese Haliburton and the way they want to run things. But yeah, man, that to me, congratulations to OKC, Clint, but that is probably the number one thing that I remember from that game and that series almost is him on the ground banging his hand there.
It was one of those where, I mean, I flipped game 6 on it. It was a 20-point game, and I was like, to hell with this. And I flipped this game 7 on right as that happens.
Oh, you
and,
called
then,
it,
and then OKC stretches it out, and it's just like, okay. I mean, it's
well, it's great. They had the lead at the half.
Yeah,
the Pacers kind of hung in there, and I'm thinking, what the hell's going on?
Yeah, man. I'll be honest with you, man. But leading up to this series, I was leaning heavily into the styles make fights, the tempo and pace in which Indy plays, and you know, the defense with SGA being the predominant scorer, but the pieces that they have offensively, boy, they got a – this is a Styles make fight. I lost interest real quick.
Yeah.
I mean, I just didn't – I didn't enjoy what I did watch in the, at the same rate of when there's a superstar on the floor, yeah. when there's a surefire superstar on the floor.
Yeah, I watched it. I'm a nut, but – I can understand why the ratings were down as much as they have been, and there wasn't really anything drawing you in.
Yeah.
And as I said, and maybe we could talk about this in some form or fashion, but I said it, I think, last week. I don't know, it got to about game five when T.J. McConnell could not be stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wondered how good these two teams were.
Yeah.
Like, it happened again. T.J. McConnell... I take shots yesterday. T.J. McConnell just goes on a 10-0 run by himself. Like, they cannot stop him. They're switching. This is the best defense we've seen in 25 years, and they cannot stop T.J. McConnell. They're going
to respect the little fella at some point.
I mean, it wasn't just he got hot from three. He's driving it to the lane. They can't stop him. SGA took a turn. Luke Dort took a turn. I'm just like, hold on, what the hell?
You want to talk about emptying the tank, emptying the clip.
I mean, Anthony Edwards had to be sitting there looking at himself like, what the hell was that? I need to go watch some T.J. McConnell film. That man, that little move where he's coming across the lane and he shoots that little fadeaway, they could not solve that at all. All right, coming up in the third hour, we will hear from Phoenix. We will hear from Phoenix morning show. Vince Mariota, he will join us coming up at 3:25 in the 3 o'clock hour. We'll get his thoughts about KD. He's been watching him the last 2 years, works in the morning, and is the PA announcer for the Suns. So we'll hear from him coming up. We'll do our little weigh-in. And we got to get into these Astros. They took 2 of 3 from the Angels. How are we feeling about this pitching? We'll do that coming up next.